We continue on the KCII PM sports page. We are set to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week. It's Caleb Heggie from Winfield Mound Union High School. Caleb, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Caleb, let's start first with what year you are in school.
This year I'm a senior.
Well, we're going to talk golf, but what other activities, sports and otherwise, at Winfield are you involved in?
Football, basketball, and I'm the president of the National Honor Society.
Okay. And as you said, you're a senior. Have you thought about what your plans are after high school?
Yes, I do plan on going to play golf somewhere in college. Not quite sure where yet, but, I mean, golf is definitely in my future.
Okay. And as far as a dream job goes, you get that degree, you finish out school, what do you want to be doing?
Honestly, I got to figure out what I want to do first, but for a job, I'm not really sure yet. I'm just kind of taking things day by day right now.
Okay. Now, you're our Athlete of the Week this week because your performances have already been terrific, a two-time state champion, but you've been four-time medalist over the last week, and you've played under par in total over the last 7 days. What about your game in that stretch of time, and really this whole season, has helped you elevate to that next level?
I wouldn't really say it's part of my game that's helped me play that well. I would say it's my mental strength, honestly. I could sit there and practice on the range all day, but if I can't take those shots to the course and be able to mentally fulfill an 18-hole round of golf, I wouldn't be the player that I am.
What is your mental process? What do you do to make that happen?
I would say just being able to forget a bad shot, being able to realize that, hey, that's one bad shot. It doesn't affect the entire round, so you just got to be able to step up and make sure the next shot's better and just stay in the moment.
All right, I got some comparison questions coming up for you here. For you personally, better feeling to crush a drive or drop a putt?
Oh, it's got to be the putt. I like watching that ball roll in the hole.
And what are some of your favorite courses to play around our area?
It's got to be my home course, Burlington Country Club. I've played it for the past 6 or 7 years, and it's just, I love it. It's always in great shape.
What would you say are the most difficult places to play that you see pretty regularly?
Honestly, probably Burlington, because, I mean, it's one of those courses where you can go out, I mean, depending on how you're playing, and you could birdie every single hole out there, and you could also make a 7 or an 8 on every single hole. It's just a course that gives you a different look each day, each time you play it.
Now for you, we've mentioned you've been on a roll all season, especially over the last week. You've had past success previous seasons. How do you use the experience that you've had in high school golf to continue to improve?
Just being able to, like, if I'm having a bad day or a bad week, which in the game of golf that happens far too often for most players, I mean, just being able to fall back and be like, hey, you're fine. You're a good player. You just got to keep striving and keep trying to get better. And I mean, I just think that's helped me become the golfer that I am and the golfer that I want to be in the future.
Well, again, you're playing great right now. We mentioned the last four tournaments in total under par. How does it feel to play like that, and maybe where does this rank as far as how well you've played in your career?
You can look at the scorecard and the scores that I've posted, but, I mean, when I look back at each round, yeah, I played good, but, I mean, I always find the things that can be fixed. I mean, golf is a game of that nobody can ever perfect. So just being able to look back and figure out where I need to tune some things and just stuff like that. I mean, that's what I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What are the things you're working on tweaking here as we get toward the stretch run of the season?
Especially coming down towards the end of the golf season, I always try to focus in on my putting and my chipping and just making sure my swing is tuned up. I mean, this year, I would say my putting has been probably my savior. I mean, it's usually been a struggle for me in the past, but I've kind of found a way to just get the ball in the hole.
Now, I got to ask, for somebody who's been to the top of the mountain like you have, what's it like to be a state champion? What's that moment like?
Really? I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't really look at it as being a state champion. I just look at it as going out and just playing around the golf. Because at the end of the day, no matter what course you are at, the only competitor is the course and being able to beat the course. So, I mean, yeah, being a state champion is nice, but, I mean, the only competitor I have when I'm playing is the course itself.
Now, the last time I got to see you in person was at Districts at Pleasant Valley last year. Not only did you have a great day, but your teammates qualified as well, and you've got a pretty talented bunch around you, too. What are they like, both on and off the course, to be with those guys?
Oh, man, I couldn't have asked for a better team. I mean, they're always there to push me and pick me up if I'm having a bad day. I mean, they're just the teammates that you would want, that any team would want. I mean, they're always there to, they know how to have fun. I mean, they're some pretty awesome guys. So, I mean, being able to have this type of success with my team and just all my friends, really, that's just the icing on top of the cake.
What's it like to see one or a couple of those guys walk into the clubhouse after a round with a big score?
Oh, it's a feeling that I love to have. The other night, we were playing, and our five guy, who's my cousin, Graham, he came in with, I shot two under par, and I would argue that his score was much better than mine. He came in with a 39. And it was just an awesome feeling knowing that my guys are there to help pick up some slack if we need it. And I mean, and just to watch them succeed is probably a great feeling.
And we get to talk to Coach Walks every week on this program that this will air on. What's it like to play for Coach Walks?
Coach Walks he's probably one of the better coaches that I've honestly seen at a golf meet. He knows. I mean, from all of his success in basketball, he just carries it right on over to the golf course. He's a two-time state champion. He has two state championships in basketball, and I mean, he knows how to win. And I mean, if we have a bad day, he knows how to fix us at practice and stuff like that. And he's really good at keeping me in the moment when I'm having a bad day. So I mean, he's just a great coach.
For you and your career to this point, what's been the most memorable moment? What are maybe one or two that stand out to you?
I would say my favorite moment was last year at State getting the team trophy. Placing third, team came in with a very low score, lowest score we've ever shot, to par, actually. Just watching the guys and seeing how they reacted to some memorable moment like that will hopefully stick with them for the rest of their lives.
Now, for you when you're not on the course, who are your role models in golf? Do you have any favorites on the tour that you watch or that you pattern after?
On the tour, I like to watch all the guys. They all have great swings that I would someday love to have. But my main role model that I would say would probably be Coach Siegel. I lift with him every morning. Or not every morning, 3 days a week. And for him being a wrestling coach and being able to help me as a golfer that the way he has this year, I mean, it's just something that I really can't thank him enough for. He's just always been there to pick me up when my scores weren't the greatest. And he's just a guy that knows how to win. So, I mean, for me to be able to lift with him and learn some things from him, It's just something that sometimes I take for granted, which I probably shouldn't, but yeah, he's probably my biggest role model.
Well, Caleb, our sponsor for this segment is Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, and they operate their business with some core values, including integrity, responsibility, respect. What are some core values that you have?
I would say my biggest core value is integrity, especially coming from the game of golf. is a game that's built off integrity. I mean, just being able to carry the integrity that I have in golf over to school, telling myself that, hey, you got to get this assignment done, and, hey, don't let your teammates do something dumb. I mean, just being able to do that and have the integrity to just stand up and be like, yeah, you got to do this.
Well, we'll want to finish with this. We've turned the calendar over to May, so we're officially in the stretch run for this season. What goals do you have both individually and as a team for the rest of the year?
Well, I mean, you just kind of got to take things day by day. I mean, I have some goals that I have for myself in my head, but in order to achieve those goals, we have to get to those goals. We have to get to the spots and put ourselves in those positions to attain those goals. So, I mean, right now, we have to get past sectionals and just keep shooting the low scores and just playing as well as we have and building off this success that we've had these past couple weeks.
Well, Caleb, congratulations on what's been a terrific season for you so far, and we wish you good luck here in the stretch run, and thanks for coming on as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week this week.
Thank you for having me.
That's Caleb Heggie of Winfield Bound Union joining us again this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week on the KCI IPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.